The Purple Project Podcast, back new week here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, your host, as usual, for the PPPD edition of the podcast. I might have added an extra P in there, but it is what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all about Kansas State Athletics, the Kansas State Wildcats in Manhattan, Kansas, where I currently live. Well, obviously, doing this podcast here, recording a couple hours before the national championship game, Alabama, Georgia, the final college football game of the 2021-22 campaign. We'll see what happens there. Does Georgia finally get off the schneid? Obviously, this will come out tomorrow, but when it does, we're going to know who won the national championship. But can Georgia get off the schneid against Alabama? We know what happened a few years ago with that thrilling game in the Georgia Dome. Well, this one's in Indy. We'll see if Georgia can pull it out, or will Alabama continue to pick on Georgia? We'll see what happens at kickoff here in a couple hours. But some sad news to pass along. Back to a kind of weird transition from that to some sad news from the football side. I did not know him. From what I've learned from over the weekend, Matt Miller, former quarterback here at K-State, passed away yesterday, I believe. So passed away over the weekend as well. Just reading, got a tweet from Bill Snyder, former HC of K-State, the famous HC from K-State. I'm going to read what he tweeted out yesterday. Here, once I get my tab up here. All right, so from Bill Snyder, tweeted it for yesterday. Remarkably sad and emotional, the loss of former K-State standout player Matt Miller and his father Les in the past so days. Both dear friends, Matt has battled cancer and other issues for many years. He's playing the amazing courage, strength, toughness, and competitive spirit, and he continues on. As a player, I saw him December 27th, and he seemed immensely upbeat, alert, and mobile. He looked very normal and yet spoke of his expected death within 2 weeks, again demonstrating his unique strength and toughness. Please offer up your prayers for the Lord to receive both. Yeah, I did not know him, obviously, but his name did surface on social media for the last really few days. I did not know him. I came across this yesterday, read at least some of it anyways. So definitely we do need to pass that along. Family, friends that have been affected by the passing of Matt and his father, Les, died before that, as passed away before that, excuse my language, passed before that as well. So Definitely, we need to be thinking about them in your prayers this week. Keep them in your prayers this week as well. The passing of both Les and Matt Miller. Again, another weird transition to the positive. K-State basketball. Yes, K-State basketball finally today, tonight, as this podcast will go up tomorrow, tonight, finally ranked about damn time. Finally ranked 25th in the nation, and now I said this on the previous daily, which is a recap of the Mountaineers. K-State taking on the Mountaineers. Both men and women played the same team in Morgantown the same day. You can check that out. It's kind of a lengthy one at that. Kind of some good notes there. You want to check that out as well. If you're not a subscriber to the podcast, Triple P, you might want to get on that as well. That's out wherever you get your podcast, along with our recent weekly episode 81 of Triple P. Meanwhile, yes, finally, K-State's finally 25th, and finally, the nation is starting to recognize what in the world is going on with this K-State team. Obviously, for the first time since 2016-17 season, K-State finds itself in the top 25. Course, 25th in the nation, welcoming Iowa State tonight, who has almost a similar record at that as well. They're going to be hosting Iowa State tonight in a top 25 showdown again tonight. For our top, I'm not going to say all the marbles, that's going to get it way too far. But, however, this is going to be for the conference lead tonight. If K-State can get past Iowa State, K-State, keep this in mind, K-State Nation, the ladies are undefeated at Bramlage. They have not lost at Bramlage. They're going to be, they have been absolutely tough at home this year to this point, and I think they're going to give Iowa State all they can handle tonight as well. And hey, I'm in, from the upset win at Oregon, really before that, really, I'm all in. I'm all in on this team. We talked about in prior weeklies, what can we get behind? Obviously, the big win on football to cap off the football season last week. We get behind that, some little momentum heading into the offseason, but we got to get behind this team right here. Women's team, we got to get behind it. And they're doing some wonderful things. Obviously, you got a core, a good young core, heading in this group right now. Obviously, add in the best, one of the best players in the nation, Ayoka Lee, Sundell, the Glenn sisters. I call them the, I'm going to call them the Glenn twins. Doesn't really matter at this point, but the Glenn twins, they're there as well. Briley's third on the team in scoring. Jalen's is fourth. Sundell is right, is I believe second on the team, and Lee's top right there. I'm not gonna blitz through all the numbers here on this edition. I can dive on into that another time. But this group is led by those girls, and of course Emily Ebert as well. She did not play against West Virginia over the weekend. I don't know the diagnosis on that at the very time being, but hopefully she'll be on the floor tonight. the utility, all around utility player, I call her. So yeah, but they have other girls that can step them in that role. Rebecca Dollinger, they have a good bench that produces. Any one of those girls, Jada Moore, Taylor Lauterbach, Laura Mackey started in the place of Emily Ebert the other night at West Virginia. She can put up minutes as well. So this is a threat right here, folks. Hey, K-State wins tonight, they're gonna be on top of the Big 12. Who would have said that at the beginning of the year? I'm not knowing what we're gonna get, especially I talked about the twins, the sister, the Glenn sisters, in the offseason way back. We missed Serena Sundell in there somewhere. I've reiterated that to plenty time and time again on the podcast. So definitely a huge chance for K-State to cash in and keep their unbeaten streak at home alive tonight. So this is a huge game. And let me give you the synopsis on that here real quick before I close this out tonight. Let's see. Yeah, the game will air in the Big 12 Now Network on ESPN+. That's on the list tonight, for me as well. So, hey, we got to start paying attention to this team as well. I believe the game that the tip should be, yep, tip is at 6:30 Central Time, folks. So if you have that channel, definitely tune in. If you're not able to make that game on Bramlage, I expect to be another good turnout. I mean, this K-State ladies team has been exciting to watch this year. So we'll see what they do against number 12th ranked Iowa State tonight. The Pearl Project Podcast, did it wherever you get your podcast. You're a K-State, current K-State student. You're an alum at K-State. You're a fan of K-State. You live around Manhattan, Junction City, Western Kansas, Kansas City. You're a fan of the podcast. Hey, make sure you download the Pro Project Podcast, the latest Kansas State podcast, for more information on that as well. Time to get out of here and head on in to work. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll see what we can do against number 12th ranked Iowa State tonight.